Yo, it's 11:26.
I slept too late because I wanted to run, but now I don't have time. Gotta go to Foxwoods. Me and Jacqueline are opening for Mike. Foxwoods. I've never been there. I'm looking forward to, I like a casino, but I like an Atlantic City casino that's like fancy, but totally, I like trying to be fancy, but totally shit. Reno, Nevada's good for that. I've never been to Vegas. I've been to Reno twice, and that place is a shithole, and it's fantastic. It's beautiful. It's better than Atlanta. It's like Atlantic City inside a bus station. I don't know. I feel like Foxwoods might be a little too classy for me, but I still like a casino. I was like, when I was a kid, I was at a casino. I guess it was in Atlantic City with my parents, and like I was too young to gamble, and so was my younger brother. So we couldn't go in to the gambling part, but I don't know. We were like hanging outside doing something. I forget the whole situation, exactly what happened, why we were at this casino, what was going down, but we were there. And there was a dude crying, just yelling, "I lost everything. I lost everything." And I just, my younger brother, who was like, oh man, he must have been like 7 or 8. He just started cracking up. I like, it's too bad, but the guy was like, he was crying out, he lost everything. It was funny. It's what, I'm not gonna gamble though. Anytime I try to gamble, I lose money. I'll put a buck in a slot machine. That could, you know, I wish I was better at playing cards. Like, it looks like fun. You look like a real, like, you look like a real degenerate. You get a good rush going, you know, because you what's gonna happen? But I know what's gonna happen every time. I'm gonna lose at cards. All right, let's look at the news. I don't know what that broadband firms must ditch misleading speed ads. Oh, that's BBC. They still have probably good internet, or they probably don't have to worry about net neutrality because they're not fucking idiots. Seattle church to replace homeless cottage with parking. Homeless cottages with parking. Huh. Well, I guess homeless people could sleep under the cars. Well, the parking wouldn't be there at night, right? Parking would be there during the day. So maybe you have a tent. It's pretty nice to have cottages. Here in New York, they allow the homeless to sleep on the steps, at least most churches do, and then the cops can't kick them off. That seems to be the way it works. I guess if you have steps, you can let anybody live on them. You can live on them. But what do these cottages look like? I mean, it's a bummer that they're getting rid of them. Kind of bullshit. He's almost, you kind of, if I was a homeless person in Seattle and I was probably have a cottage, you figure everything's, you can hang out there to get it all figured out, and now it's gone. They don't show any pictures in this article, but all right, well, I guess that's what Jesus would want. Parking. NYPD cops try to intimidate teen accusing officer of rape, lawyer claims. Ooh, boy. That's not good. I don't know the details. There was that This American Life about that officer in Brooklyn who was like recording all the stuff about, you know, quotas and writing like nuisance tickets to, you know, the poor black people that lived in the neighborhood that he was working, and it was about how, like, you know, kind of these neighborhoods were over-policed, and then he was getting intimidated, and they were like coming out. He like left the city, and I can't remember any details of that either, so I shouldn't even be talking about it. All right, let's move on. Father who was given cancer all clear falls to death on first night out since beating disease. Jeez, I gotta find a good, you know, let's find a nice story. Three dogs help injured woman survive Canadian wilderness. There. Who doesn't love pets and dogs? I would stay out of the Canadian wilderness. It sounds like death. But this woman survived. Thank you, dogs. That's terrible. I'm gonna do one more and then I'm gonna get out of here, I think. It's gonna be a short one. AT&T and Comcast lawsuit has nullified a city's broadband competition law. Fuck them. Alright. I don't even want to start yelling about net neutrality. This isn't a good story, but Jesus. Youth pastor arrested for allegedly murdering his family on Thanksgiving. You gotta look out for a youth pastor, man. There's something about, once you go from youth, you're like, I'm a youth pastor. It's like, yeah, I just want to talk to the kids. You're like, something's not right. Something's wrong. Well, I don't know what his family did, but, you know, it's two sides to every story. I think, man, I really got to get going here. It is, thanks for listening. Stop listening, but thanks for listening. You know, I don't want anybody listening to the show. It really, because it's so bad. This was terrible, right? If this is your first time listening, this is a bad show. I know it. Sorry that I put it out there. I shouldn't put it out even. I know. That's my fault. But it's your fault. Because I've said many times, don't listen. Particularly if you know me. It drives me crazy if someone knows. I know there's some, you know, says, no, just stop it. If you know me and you want to talk to me for 10 minutes, you can call me up. I'll talk. I'll talk about the news with you. It'll probably be funnier than this. I shouldn't even call it comedy, but I don't know what other thing to put it in, you know? Genre. All right, you fucks. Have a beautiful Saturday. If I hit the jackpot in Foxwoods, I ain't doing any more shows. I'm done. See you tomorrow. We love you.